Pence is asking Republicans to avoid rushing to judgment. Trump is the first former president to face federal charges.
The Department of Justice unsealed the federal indictment related to Trump's handling of classified documents. Special Counsel Jack Smith.
This indictment was voted by a grand jury of citizens in the Southern District of Florida. And I invite everyone to read it in full to understand the scope and the gravity of the crimes charged.
Smith said the prosecutors in his office investigated the case against Trump with the highest ethical standards. Smith added that there's one set of laws in this country, and they apply to everyone. Trump is set to appear in court on Tuesday in Miami. I'm Dave Collins.
Air quality in the Northeast and Mid-Atlantic is improving, but pockets of unhealthy air still remain. Smoke from Canadian wildfires has drifted down through the U.S., impacting millions of Americans. A shift in the winds this weekend is expected to disperse the remaining haze. Air quality alerts remain in effect in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, Indiana, Ohio, and Michigan. Nine people are wounded in a shooting in San Francisco's Mission District overnight.
They are all expected to survive.
A San Francisco Police Department spokeswoman says the shooting happened during a party. The prime suspect in the 2005 disappearance of Natalie Holloway in Aruba makes a plea.
At the federal courthouse in Birmingham, Alabama, Yuron Vandersloot pleading not guilty Friday to fraud and extortion charges. He's accused of trying to extort $250,000 from Beth Holloway, the mother of Natalie. Vandersloot saying if Beth paid up, he would lead her to Natalie's body, which has never been found.
Laura Winters reporting. This is USA News.
Do you have heart failure and often hear,
those stomach issues ruined your birthday?
You're too tired to play catch, Grandpa.
Sweetie, you haven't touched your tools since the carpal tunnel syndrome diagnosis.
If these seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, talk to your cardiologist and ask about transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy, or ATTR-CM, a rare and underdiagnosed disease that gets worse over time. Learn more at connecttoyourheart.com. That's connecttoyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Americans' view of the overall state of moral values in the country is at its lowest in over 2 years, according to a Gallup poll. 74% of Republicans and 38% of Democrats who answered say the state of moral values in the U.S. is poor. Four indigenous children who went missing over a month ago after their plane crashed in the Amazon rainforest have been found alive.
Colombia's president, Gustavo Petro, tweeted the news on Friday and shared the photos of the children with the rescue teams. The children, ages 13, 9, 4, and an infant, were the only survivors of a plane that crashed in the Colombian jungle on May 1st, killing three people, including their mother. I'm Jim Forbes.
Researchers say a common drug used to treat diabetes has the power to prevent long COVID.
A recent study led by researchers at the University of Minnesota found that metformin lowers the risk of getting long COVID. The study revealed that overweight or obese people between the ages of 30 and 85 who had COVID were about 40% less likely to develop long COVID if they took the drug. Participants who received metformin were compared to participants who were given a placebo. The principal investigator said the drug is inexpensive, safe, and widely available, so this discovery could have significant public health implications. I'm Lisa Taylor.
The Denver Nuggets are one win away from their first NBA title, beating Miami in Game 4 of the NBA Finals, 108-95 last night. Game 5 is Monday night in Denver. Jeremy Scott, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio LLC.
Now you're calling me for attention. Say you're looking for attention. looking for that action. Got my name all in your mentions. Oh, now you're coming to your senses. Yeah, now you're calling me for attention. Bringing for attention.
Welcome to Conversations with Ron Richardson on WGSO 990 AM, where we can be open and honest about real-life issues such as disability, mental health, and everyday life. Now, let's have a real conversation with WGSO host Ron Richardson.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Conversations with Ron Richardson, and I would like to welcome you guys back for another exciting week of Conversations with Ryan Richardson. But this week we're going to start off with a little something a little different, man. You know, I always talk about disability and mental health and, you know, everyday conversation, but we're going to start off with a little fun. And I want to welcome I like to call him my big bro, Mr. Adam Every, representative and public relations person of Kuzan's Catering. Adam, are you there? How you doing, man?
Hey, Ron, I'm doing good, man. I'm glad to be here with you.
Welcome to Conversations with Ron Richardson, man. It is always a pleasure when we sit down and we chop it up and we talk at the barbershop. And I understand that you are here because you're going to give me a little background on Kuzan's Catering and Seasoning and my other big bro who couldn't join us because he's at an event right now, Mr. Eddie Bunch. So why don't you give us a little background on Kuzan's Catering and Seasoning and how it all got started.
Well, Kuzan got started back in 2013.
Mm-hmm.
It was a bunch of guys, family and friends, started barbecuing and, you know, in the hood and in the backyard.
Yes, sir.
Everybody claimed they're the barbecue king.
Right, right.
Okay, they all claimed they're the barbecue king.
Uh-huh.
Now, Eddie came up with the seasoning because of his dad was ill and he wasn't eating.
Right.
So he came up with the seasoning based on health. We have the chocolate season. We have the chocolate season. We have the poultry pleasure. The chocolate, everybody's afraid of the chocolate, but when you taste it, you'll never taste chocolate. Chocolate is a natural sweetener.
Okay.
Okay. You can use that chocolate in your red beans. You can use it on everything. I put it in my potato salad.
Okay.
I'm telling you. And when you put it in your beans, you'll never use it in nothing else. But the history of Kuzan, it all came together because of friends and family in the backyard, in the hood, cooking and challenging each other.
Right. I know last time I talked to Eddie, as I got old and I got to know Eddie, I never knew that he was a cook. So, you know, that was new to me when I found out that he started Kuzan's Catering. But as you said, it all started in the hood. But go ahead.
Yeah, you know, he's a cook, he's a barber, and I call him Bob the Builder because he's always trying to make stuff, crazy stuff. Okay, he made a table for me for sales. Okay, the table got lights on it, got a metal plate in it, and the thing's so heavy nobody's gonna pick it up. Okay.
Right.
And he got a remote control for the lights.
Right.
I said, you need to put some wheels on it. So I called him Bob the Builder. So he's always making stuff.
Eddie is a man of many, many hats, man. And
he's very creative.
Right, right, right.
You got to slow him down sometimes.
So what are some upcoming events? I understand that you're at an event right now, but what are some upcoming events that Kuzan's Catering is going to be a part of in the near future?
Well, next week we're going to South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
It's a cook-off, and it is competing out there with the guy called the guy named Art Fennell called Country Style.
Right.
And, of course, they think that they're the best on the planet in barbecuing, but, you know, these little boys from the west side of New Orleans are going to go out there and show them something.
Hey, man. Hey, look, I hope that y'all do y'all thing and, you know, we're able to see what else Kuzan's Catering has to offer. So I want to ask you, man, because, you know, we know each other pretty well. I always would see you in the barbershop, and I'm like, who is this guy that Eddie's talking to? What is your overall role in the Kuzan's Catering organization?
Well, I'm supposed to be sales director, sales manager, but I'm the event coordinator. I got about 9 hats that I do with Kuzan.
Okay.
Okay. So it's nothing that we don't need done, I'm not willing to do.
Right.
But I deal with sales, you know. And my number one rule when it comes to sales is that if I get within 2 feet of you, I got to sell you something.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
So, you know, all my life, everybody that know me,
mm-hmm.
they look at me and they see me coming to what you selling now. Because they know I'm always selling something.
Yeah. Oh, you're always talking trash at the barbershop. That's one thing that I got to say about you, man. Every time I see you and I walk in, you're always a pleasant light and you always, you know, get the barbershop going when you walk in.
That's because, you know, things that happen in my life, you know, and the glass is always half full.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a solution for everything. So if there's a problem, I don't go and wind down in the problem. My mind starts clicking. Find a solution.
Right. You have to find a solution to every problem that, you know, we get presented with. Because otherwise, if you don't find a solution, you'll never be able to solve it, right?
That's right. You know, when it comes to Kuzan Barbecue, I'm always looking for an opportunity to sell somebody some seasoning or to book an event. Okay, we cater. You know, matter of fact, we're gonna be doing lunch in the upcoming weeks for the workforce, for the Louisiana workforce, back at the Patrick Taylor campus at Delgado,
mm-hmm.
for the summer program for the kids that's working.
Right.
So we're gonna be doing lunch back there too.
So what
we always have something going on.
Right. What do y'all do for the youth in the community? I know, you know, Eddie's a barber, so. A lot of us, you know, we grew up around Eddie and, you know, him cutting hair and Mr. Leo and all the guys. Shouts out to Mr. Leo, my barber. But we grew up, you know, with Eddie. But what does Kuzan's do for the kids in the community, you know, the West Bank and so on?
Well, we have a program that Eddie and Kuzan's in with a lot of Eddie's friends, and mm-hmm. they help buy school clothes for the kids.
Okay. So y'all do like school, like, back to school drives and different things like that?
Well, the way they did is similar to that. What they'll do is they'll take and they'll go into the mall
mm-hmm.
and they'll sit down and they'll watch the parents with their kids, and then they'll pick out some parents with the kids and tell them, say, get what you want. It's on me.
Right. Okay.
You know, they spend thousands of dollars doing that.
Right, man. And that's what it's all about, too, because, you know, I mean, Eddie has really been a role model in the community for so many years, man, with First Impressions Barbershop and now, you know, doing the Kuzan's catering. Like I said, you know, I never knew he was a cook, you know, and he told me the last time that we talked that he actually went to school for culinary, you know, and he's got a culinary degree that he never used. So, you know, I'm just proud of him, you know, and I'm proud that he brought you along, you know, so y'all can kind of get this thing going, man. And, you know, you guys have been doing some big things.
Okay. Yeah. And look, also, I want to get back to, mm-hmm. we had our season. We had the chocolate season
right. mm-hmm.
that you could use on your red meat. I use it in my beans. We had the poultry pleasure seasoning that you can use on your chicken, your fish. You can try, that chocolate is awesome in grits, shrimp and grits.
Mm-hmm.
The poultry is good in your eggs. We also have the barbecue sauce that's coming back out. We just found a packing company that's going to put that back out for us.
Mm-hmm.
But it's low in sodium, low in sugar, diabetic friendly, and excellent flavor.
All right, man. Listen, I appreciate you. I held you for as long as I could, man. All the best to you, and good luck at the event today. Shouts out to Eddie and the whole First Impressions fam and Kuzan's Barbecue. All right, man?
Okay, Ryan. I had to do this one this time because Eddie ran me under the bus the last time.
No problem, man. But all the best to you, and we'll work out the next one. All right.
All right. Thank you, Ryan.
All right, man. Okay. Talk to you later. All right. This is Conversations with Ryan Richardson on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com, and we'll be right back after this. Stay tuned. Bye.
Hey, Mimi, we're moving.
Moving to Wednesdays at 5.
You can check out He Said, She Said on a new day.
Hump Day.
A new day, but we'll still be discussing and debating the hot topics.
And take your phone call.
You can listen to us on 990 AM WGSO, WGSO.com.
And find out who's right. Of course, that's me.
No, of course, that's me. I've been doing this 23 years, Mimi.
Practice makes perfect.
So you see, we'll have plenty to talk about on He Said, She Said.
Wednesdays at 5.
Right here on WGSO.
Tune in to Chew on This, Saturdays at noon on WGSO. Tell us what you're cooking or ask us how to cook it with Don Clement and Patty B. We'll share recipes, cooking techniques, everything from sous vide to grilling. Got a favorite kitchen gadget? Let us know about it. Your grandma's secret sauce? Now we're talking. Tips from home cooks for gourmet cooking at your home. Join Don Clement and Patty B for Chew on This, Saturdays at noon on WGSO.
Come on to my house.
Does your business need to boost sales or drive customer loyalty? Talk to Sir Speedy. Our direct mail pros can get your company in front of the right people with our comprehensive direct mail and mailing services. All you have to do is share your goals with us and we can do the rest. Get the ball rolling and send your next direct mail project to us. Call Sir Speedy at 504-586-9812. Or visit us online at SirSpeedyNewOrleans.com. That's 504-586-9812. We do it.
The fastest growing conservative talk show in the South is now on 5 days a week on WGSO 990.
That's right. American Ground Radio has moved from Saturdays to Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 p.m.
American Ground Radio is based out of Louisiana and is grounded in the ideas that founded our country.
American Ground Radio is a show for everyone who believes there is greatness within each of us.
So tune in Monday through Friday starting at 8 p.m.
on the community voice of the Crescent City, WGSO 990. AM.
Join me, Mitch Gibbs, live on WGSO Radio 990 AM every Saturday morning for another great season of In the Paint, where we talk in depth about the New Orleans Pelicans and some college basketball, including the LSU Fighting Tigers, Tulane Green Wave, and the University of New Orleans Privateers.
Everything old is new again. America's entertainment pop culture talk show.
If you relate to these clips playing in the background, you will relate to Everything Old is New Again right here on WGSO. Hi, this is Douglas Viviani of Everything Old is New Again. Join us for the fun on Saturday mornings at 8 right here on the community voice of the Crescent City, WGSO.
Go ahead, make my day.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Conversations with Ron Richardson here on 990 AM WGSO and WGSO.com. And I want to give a special shout out once again to Kuzan's Catering for dropping a little plug. And all the best to you guys at the event today that's being held. And Adam and Eddie, man, I really appreciate you guys for dropping a little plug and, you know, promoting your business. But we're going to switch gears here. And, you know, as I always talk about, I talk about disability, mental health, and different things of that nature on Conversations with Ryan Richardson. So we're going to go back to our normal topic of discussion each and every week. And I would like to welcome Miss Angela Berry from Killeen, Texas. How are you?
I'm doing well, Ron. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I would like to, first of all, thank you for doing this interview at the last minute with me because we needed to fill some time, but that's okay. We're going to make it happen, right?
Amen. Most definitely. Thank you for the opportunity to be on your platform as well.
All right. So, Miss Coach Angela Berry, affectionately known as Coach AB, why don't you give a brief introduction to my listeners and tell the people who you are?
All right. Well, thank you so much again. I am the proud spouse of an active duty soldier. We are stationed here at Fort, now known as Fort Cavasso. Mm-hmm. Married to my college sweetheart going on 25 years in October. An educator as well as a health and nutrition coach. I love to help people live the best quality of life that I know that God has called us all to do. We weren't created just to, you know, survive, but we were created to thrive. and live abundantly. So I try to, you know, do my best to live that way, as well as encourage my clients, as well as encourage my students to go beyond the limitations that exceed the possibilities. So that's a little bit about me. Mm-hmm.
So you have a unique story and a very interesting story, I might add. You're a mother who has cerebral palsy, am I right?
Well, I was born with cerebral palsy as a child, and I had to, you know, wear braces and the corrective shoes. But thank God, you know, as I got older and my mother seeking out the proper support and physicians, you know, it hasn't limited my lifestyle or limited anything that I've been able to accomplish. So, yes.
But you also have a child that was born with autism, correct?
My son has a gift of autism, yes.
Right. So tell us about that and tell us some about some of the challenges that you faced, you know, raising or rearing a child that has autism.
Most definitely, not a problem. Well, I don't look at it as a disability. I honestly don't. I truly look at it as a gift. If you look at it as a disability, you automatically imply there are limitations to what that individual can do.
Mm-hmm.
And with my son, and he's my firstborn, and having your child sit there and try to explain to you they want something and you don't understand them was extremely frustrating, and I knew there was something different, but I didn't know what. But having a mother who fought for me growing up, having physical challenges and different gifts, I knew I had to find out what was wrong. So at the age of 2.5, I had him diagnosed. I had him tested. And once they explained to me that he had this disability, but I call it a gift, I started learning and researching more to find out how I could support him, because he had his own language. You know, they used to think he was raised over in Europe, because by him creating his own language, he had an accent.
Right.
And he would get frustrated very easily. And people think when they have autism, they're incapable of doing things. And that's incorrect. There's such a huge spectrum. The autism spectrum is so broad and wide that you could go from high functioning to where they're incapable. They're going to need help for the remainder of their life.
So I want to ask you this question. You know, as a mom, when did you notice that there was, you know, even before you had him diagnosed, you know, what made you want to go to the doctor and get him tested and figure out what was going on? Like, what were some of the signs and symptoms that you picked up early on?
Honestly, it was his ability to communicate with me, which became a red flag for me, because I was talking to him, but at the age that he was at, he wasn't able to, like, say, juice, mommy. For many years, I was Nana. He could not articulate the M to say mommy, even mama. It was Nana. And just certain things, I saw how he was fine with playing with him by himself. Even when he would play with some of his cousins, he was good either way. And I knew from babysitting, you know, growing up, being the babysitter for so many of my mother's friends and so forth, that this wasn't right. And I just felt something in my spirit. I can't explain it, but a mother knows. That's all I can say is a mother knows.
Mother's intuition.
And exactly. And I knew that there was just something not right. The pediatrician kept saying, oh, you're a first-time mom. He's fine. And I'm like, no, something is not right. And I knew the breaking point one day was when I was home with him, my husband was at work, and I'm on the kitchen floor crying with my son because I don't know what he's trying to say to me.
Right.
I have no clue. I had every cabinet in my kitchen open. The refrigerator door was open. He wanted something to drink and eat, but I didn't understand him. And that was the most helpless feeling I had, because here's my child, my baby. But I didn't know what to do. And from that day on, I became his biggest advocate, and I continue to fight for him even now. And that was what caused me to seek out support and help, not just for him, but for me, so that I'm able to help him, you know, live the best quality of life that he can.
Right. You know, it takes me back to growing up because I don't know if a lot of my listeners knew this, but I also have a cousin who has the gift of autism. And, you know, just like you, you know, we were like maybe I want to say a year apart from each other. And, you know, we went to playing video games and different things like that. And when he came over for like the first time, and I really didn't understand, you know, being a kid, I really didn't understand, you know, what the language was. And, you know, kids with autism really do have their own different language. And now that he's older, you know, we see each other all the time. And, you know, we talk about a ton of different things. And he likes professional wrestling like I do. So we could talk for hours about professional wrestling. So once a child with autism zones in on something that they like and adore, you know, they can go for hours, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure, for sure. My son, it's funny you say that. My son loves wrestling.
Right.
He watches it faithfully. He loves anime. My husband and my son will talk about anime for hours. He's into those things. And you're correct when you say, once they find something, they are on it like a pit bull on a bone, not letting go, and it's their thing. And he will go down rabbit holes for hours with it.
All right, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to put you on pause because we got to go to our bottom of the hour news break. So I need you to hang tight, and we'll be right back after this, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. This is Conversations with Ron Richardson on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com. Remember, guys, if you want to find out more information about the show, just search for me on Facebook. Just search for Ron Richardson on Facebook. And you can also find me on Instagram. Just search for Ronald_Richardson_Jr. This is Conversations with Ron Richardson on WGSO. We'll be right back after this. Stay tuned.
You might be afraid to speak out for fear of cancel culture or losing your job. Christian Garrick Show on WGSO is your platform. Noon to 2 weekdays right here on 990 AM WGSO.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Are you looking for the perfect personalized gift for your friends and loved ones? Then look no further than Crow and Crescent. Crow and Crescent provides customizable handmade gifts, tumbler cups, and much more. All items are handmade with care and can be gift wrapped with personalized messages. For more information, you can find us at crowandcrescent.com and on Instagram. Crow and Crescent, let us show you the right gift for any occasion.
Boy, have we got a show for you this week. Ever wonder where all the great songs have gone? Well, we found them. Hey everyone, I'm Pat Matthews, your host of 70s Deja Vu. And once again, I'll be looking in the rearview mirror and I'll see you in the back seat. Join me for some great music, all selected to get you going on 70s Deja Vu. Sunday morning at 7 a.m. right here on 990 AM WGSO.
Hello, this is David Jeremiah. Join me each weekday morning at 5:30 or 6:30 for Turning Point here on Talk Radio 990 AM.
Hey y'all, The Beat Exchange has a new time slot. Mondays at 7 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans. The Beat Exchange with
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Brooke Thorington. The legislature has concluded its annual business, but without approving salary hikes for school teachers, instead of permanent pay raises, they'll receive one-time bonuses. Shreveport Representative Alan Seabaugh is among the lawmakers unhappy with how things played out.
Clay Sexsmithers is trying to run for Secretary of State. He's a moron and should never, ever have been elected Speaker of the House. What happened yesterday was a joke.
Another sticking point in the final budget deal is cutting $100 million from next year's budget for the Department of Health, which could cost the state $400 million in matching federal funds. Governor Edwards says he'll veto anti-LGBTQ bills, for example, one that bans transgender procedures on minors.
Some of these bills affect a couple or three dozen people in our entire state of 4.65 million. You know, all of a sudden, I mean, these are things that we just have to do.
The big question is, will lawmakers agree to meet for a veto session? LRN.
As parents, we have a lot to be proud of. Our kids are smart, talented, and dedicated, but all of them are at risk. One in three Louisiana high school students use e-cigarettes, and every day more teens struggle with vape-related problems like nicotine addiction and lung damage. The time to talk to your teen is now, and we can help. Get vaping facts, talking tips, and quitting resources at BehindTheHazeLA.com. Sponsored by the Louisiana Department of Justice.
I'm Insurance Commissioner Jim Donlan. There are four steps you should take now to prepare for hurricane season. Secure a flood policy from the National Flood Insurance Program through your agent or at FloodSmart.gov. Check your homeowner's policy for your hurricane deductible to see what you will pay before coverage kicks in. Take photos and video of your property before a storm hits. Make an evacuation plan and take your insurance policy with you when you evacuate. For help, call us at 800-259-5300 or visit ldi.la.gov.
In baseball, these are the moments that bring us to our feet.
But the most important moment happens when we all stand together.
United for a great cause.
So join Major League Baseball and stand up to cancer.
As we stand in honor of all loved ones affected by this disease.
I'm Jordana Brewster.
I'm Candace Patton.
Joe Manganiello.
I'm Matt Damon. And cancer has in some way touched all of us.
Visit standuptocancer.org/MLB.
Stand up with us.
Hi, I'm Huck, an active Christian who loves Louisiana. One of my goals is to bring Louisiana's education from 50th to number one.
And I'm Dave. I'm not afraid of government bureaucrats. I fear God. Our rights and freedoms come from Him.
This is Liberty or Lockdown. Please join us on Thursdays at 5 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Hey, it's Kevin Carr with your personal sneak preview invitation to join me on Sunday evening from 8 to 9 for Fat Guys at the Movies. Each week, I give you my take on the newest movies and movie news, but in a fun way. Not like those stuffy movie review snobs who take themselves way too seriously. I tell you if the new movies rock or not. Yes, it's fun for all ages with Fat Guys at the Movies. I'll see you Sunday evening at 8 on WGSO 990 AM.
The blackness, keep the game on.
Welcome back. Conversations with Ron Richardson here on WGSO 990 AM. Remember, guys, if you want to drop me a line, you can hit me up on the phone, 504-556-9696. 504-556-9696. I am back with my second special guest, calling all the way from Killeen, Texas, Miss Angela Berry, a.k.a. Coach AB. You still hanging with me?
I'm still hanging with you, Mr. Ryan.
How you doing? You good?
I'm wonderful.
All right.
Yes, sir.
So I want to take it back to, you know, what we were talking about before the break. You know, you said that autism is not a disability. It's a gift. And you can't look at it as a disability. You have to look at it as a gift, because really and truthfully, you know, and I've always advocated for people who are, I like to say, differently able, you know, and it's not the fact that we can't do, we just do things in a different manner, right?
Exactly.
Right. So, you know, what has been the hardest thing, you know, for you and your son to watch him grow up You know, what has been the hardest thing for you to deal with as a mother when it comes to dealing with autism and different things of that nature?
I would say the most challenging thing has been learning his triggers, mm-hmm. learning the things that set him off. I like to say he can go from zero to the Hulk in the blink of an eye.
okay.
Individuals with the gift of autism have the strength of 100 volts, okay? Mm. And things that we don't even pay any mind to could be a trigger. For example, when my son was in the third grade, God sent him the best teacher in the world, Mrs. Bainham. Oh, I love that woman. She actually encouraged me just watching her, working with my son, get back into teaching. But one day she was teaching, and she licked her lips. She had red lipstick on. My son was irritated. He walked up to her. She thought he had a question. He took his hand, wiped the lipstick off, wiped it on her pants, and sat back down.
Wow. Wow.
But because she understood he had a gift, she didn't go less with it, you know? And I've also seen it where he was in kindergarten. We knew that he missed the age for pre-kindergarten, so he couldn't start school then. He had to go straight into kindergarten.
Right.
And hearing educators say, he's so immature, he's this and he's that. I'm like, well, hello, duh, I've been telling you this. But if you yell at him, he's not going to listen. And there were certain words, you know, I've had adults call him stupid, which makes him turn into the Hulk. Mm-hmm. He gets angry. He does not hear anything you say.
Right.
And if he's outside, people would think there's something wrong with him. And we continue to tell him his whole life, nobody cares what you look like. You are an African-American young man. They don't care that you have the gift of autism. When you get angry, they see an angry black man.
Yes, ma'am.
So I don't care that they did this. If they did not put their hands on you, you need to take some deep breaths. We've taught him how to calm himself down. Self-calming and self-coping skills are so necessary for individuals who have the gift of autism, because when they're out in the world, when they are categorized as functioning, high-functioning, you know, individuals, the world doesn't see the autism.
They see
this individual lashing out.
To piggyback off of what you said, you know, differently abled people, period. You know, we already have the cards stacked against us, and we are already labeled. And, you know, even with me, you know, the first thing that they see is the way that I walk or the way that I, you know, conduct myself, or, you know, they see that I have a slight issue with mobility. They automatically zone in on that, and they don't really worry about the type of person, you know, getting to know the type of person. You have a certain group of people that can just zone in on that and try to just put you in a box. And you know, once, you know, people put you in that box, you can never really get out of it, you know, unless you really fight to get out of it. And, you know, you're an educator, and I know you've seen that a lot over the years, as well as with your son, right?
Exactly. Most definitely. You know, as an educator, I'm blessed to teach 3 and 4 year olds. And I tell my parents, they're not babies. If you enroll them, you believe that they're capable.
Yes.
And I tell my students to say, I can't, that's a curse word in my classroom. That's not even allowed. And, you know, even at our ceremony, you know, this year, we had a little celebration for them because they're going to kindergarten. And one of my students, I call them scholars. I don't call them babies, they're scholars, because their minds are sponges and they can absorb so much. It's what we put into it that determines the type of individual we'll have at the end of this journey. However, I said, you know, we don't say I can't. And one of my scholars said, no, we don't say I can't. We try until we get it. And that is what I've always instilled in both of our children, that I don't care what gift God has given you. As long as you have the determination and will to learn and try, you can do all things through Christ Jesus. So, you know, hearing parents tell me, well, he can't. Why? Is he breathing? Does he have use of his limbs? If he doesn't, let's find out how we can work around that. Because there's nothing they cannot do. They only stop doing when we stop believing. And I understand there's broad spectrums of autism. And your child may require more assistance than others. However, whatever case that God has given them, you don't stop showing them possibilities. Maybe they don't have use of their gross motor skills, okay, or fine motor skills, whatever it is. There's always a way to strengthen what might be weak and what is their weakness, and you start building on a strength. But just to say because they have this gift, they can't, that's a cop-out on yourself as well as on your child. That's just my perspective as an educator, as well as a parent of a young man who is now 26 years young, who has been working for the past 3 years as a custodian. He's like, I'm a janitor. I said, no, you're not, baby. You're a custodian. You're a custodial engineer.
Okay, so let's talk about that. What was that like for him, you know, being introduced to work as, you know, as well as for you, you know, mom and dad?
Oh, it was exciting.
Okay.
Because our son, you know, he went to high school. He graduated high school. He was in JRCC all 4 years. He didn't get a choice because I knew if he just went into high school, he was going to get lost in the sauce.
Yes.
But having JRCC gave him structure. Somebody was holding him accountable to show up. Someone was looking for Sergeant Ricardo. You know what I mean? People were looking for him. Therefore, that gave him confidence. That helped build his leadership skills. So when he graduated, he tried community college. He did okay. But it didn't work for him. But we recognized he had to do something, you know.
Right.
My son knows that man don't work, don't eat. He has capable abilities. We had to find what worked for him. He still wants to go back to college to be a graphic artist, and we are definitely encouraging that. But for him to get a job, that was something we worked with him. God connected us with people here in my school district who let me know of resources. And they, thankfully, the resources that we were able to get helped get him in the door because he had been applying to Walmart and all the other retailers, but nobody was giving him an opportunity.
Yes,
but
ma'am.
Thank God we were able to get him connected to a workforce, the workforce here, where they had a division for people with gifts. And they were able to be the bridge. And he's been working for the school system now for 3 years, and I am so proud of him.
So I want to ask you, that's what I was about to ask you. How does he feel, you know, being able to work and, you know, being around people? Like, what is his response to this whole thing?
He loves it. He likes knowing that his supervisor depends on him. He likes the fact that he's making his own coin. You know, we give him certain things that he's in charge of taking care of. You know, you don't pay rent, but you're going to contribute. This ain't the Holiday Inn, bruh. He understands. he has responsibilities.
Yeah.
You know, I kept joking with him that, oh, you think electricity is free? So now that's one of the things he's responsible for. And I don't feel bad for him because I'm teaching him real world.
Right.
Because at some point, God is going to call my husband and I home. And I don't want him sitting here looking like I don't know what to do. He knows how to balance his checkbook. He is very tight with money. But when he has to spend it, I go with him to the grocery store. I say, what do you need for work? He buys the things that he wants to eat for lunch and just every day. I still help him and remind him, okay, your socks, they got more faith in you. They're holier than the church. They need to go.
All right, so you know what?
Shopping.
Hold that thought. I'm going to put you on pause again because we got to go to our break again, and we'll talk some more about this, okay? This is Conversations with Ron Richardson on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com. Remember, guys, you can follow me on Facebook and Instagram. Just search for Ronald Richardson on Facebook, and on Instagram, you can search for Ronald_Richardson_Jr. on Instagram. We'll be right back after this. Stay tuned.
A powerful threat calls for a greater response.
Not tomorrow.
Not in a few years.
But right now.
Some battles must be faced together. Cancer fighters stand up to cancer every day.
and you can be part of this battle too.
Visit standuptocancer.org to learn more.
Together, we can save lives.
Millions plan for retirement online. Estimate your future benefits, apply for retirement, and manage your benefits all from the comfort of your home. And give yourself the freedom to do what you want offline. Social Security's online services help put you in control with secure access to your information anytime, anywhere, allowing you to spend more time with family, friends, or simply just enjoying the day. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
Donate your vehicle and make a difference. WGSO 990 AM has partnered with Charitable Adult Rides and Services, also known as CARS, to allow you the opportunity to donate your car, truck, motorcycle, RV, or boat to our nonprofit organization. You may qualify for a tax deduction while supporting a cause that is near and dear to your heart. Simply go to WGSO.com and follow the link on our homepage. Vehicle donation pickup is always free to you, and most vehicles can be picked up within 24 to 72 hours. You'll receive an initial car donation receipt upon pickup, and then the CARS team will work to turn your car into cash to support our cause. Once your vehicle is sold, the CARS team will provide you proper tax forms in time to file. Their friendly donor support representatives are available 7 days a week to assist throughout the process. Again, for more information, go to WGSO.com.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Lon would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Ben Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Ben Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
WGSO 990 AM is the only locally owned and operated talk station in New Orleans. We feature 20 local hosts discussing a variety of topics. In an era when the daily newspaper is being discontinued and our competitors are out-of-state media conglomerates, we ask you, our listeners, to support local programming on a local station. To advertise or sponsor one of our great shows, contact me at jeff@wgso.com or call 504-669-6076.
Please take me home. Come and take me home.
Welcome back. Conversations with Ron Richardson on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com. Coming back with some Bone Thugs and Harmony right there. And I have Miss Angela Berry, Coach AB, still hanging with me in the last few minutes of the show. What's going on, man?
I'm doing well. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well, and I'm glad to have you here. So, you know, I had to go back to my childhood, and you said something before the break that really struck a nerve with me. My grandfather was the same way that you are with your son. I was raised by my grandparents. And my grandfather would always tell me, you know, Ryan, no matter what, you know, no matter what may be wrong with you physically, you're still going to get up. You're going to go to school. You're going to work. You're going to do the things that a man is supposed to do. And I'm 39 years old today, and those words still stick with me in my head. And I thank God for my grandparents every day, and my mom also, you know. And my mom was also a big advocate for me getting out in the workforce, going to school, and just doing the things that everybody else did, you know, to be able to survive. And it, you know, you're right. It does teach you the art of being independent and, you know, having confidence in yourself. Because if you get out here and, you know, people don't understand, how are you going to survive, right?
Exactly. And learning that it's okay if you take a different path to get to the finish line.
Right.
As long as you stay on the path of wanting to finish, because it's so easy to give up, but it takes a lot of strength to start.
Right.
And I tell him, I don't care, we got to try again. And he is one of my greatest motivator. See, I tell him and my daughter, they both are my heroes because of them, they remind me that I have no option but to keep going. I can't quit. Quitting is not an option. Because of them, I go hard. Because of my son and my daughter is why I am a serial entrepreneur. My husband and I started our own workout line because when I go, I don't want either of them to have to worry about the state or who's going to help take care of them. They have their hands in the businesses that we started and that we can pass down to them.
Which brings me to AB Athletics, which was launched in 2020. So why don't you go ahead and expound on that for us?
Yes, during the pandemic, you know, our daughter graduated from high school, and it was a frustrating time, and I was in another business venture, and I just recognized that I understand the importance of health. And being a woman who, you know, our bodies go through ups and downs, valleys, you know, we go wide, we go small, some of us are thicker than a snicker, you know, it's just life, right?
Right, yeah.
But there's something good about when you put on some workout gear and you look in that mirror, you tell yourself, girl, you're badder than mud, right?
Right.
You
right.
are willing to even work out harder and longer because you like what you see. And then you get to see the evidence of the work that you're putting in, as well as our workout line can go from the workout room so you could go run errands, take a trip. It is a transfer throughout your life. But I love the fact that we can help women feel good and look good, but don't have to break the bank, but know that they're getting quality. And my son plays a part in it. He helps me with looking at the fabric. If you understand autism, their touch, taste, very sensitive about certain things against their skin or what they consume. So I rub the fabric on him. I tell him, how does it feel? It's not for men, but he gives me his opinion because you just never know who is out there looking at what you have.
Exactly.
So it plays a huge part in our life. I'm a health coach. I keep him going. He's got a six pack, but I tell him, don't take it for granted. You got to work out. So he'll go to the gym with me because I don't want him to take for granted that he has my physique. And just because he's young and buff, that's going to stay with him forever. Because he can eat a whole pizza or two by himself. So I like to teach him balance. Okay, young buck?
Right.
Don't get it twisted.
Right.
26, but that 46 don't come at 56 and so forth.
Hey, look, it started hitting me at 30. 29, okay. 30 I started. Okay. Yeah, so I do understand.
Yes.
So,
most
likely. You know, what are some of his future plans? What is something that he would like to do? And what is something that, you know, you as parents would like to see him do in the near future?
Well, that's a good question. Right now, we are working on him getting his driver's license. He's working on that slowly, but we continue to encourage him to get that. And then we're going to look at him going to school online versus locally, because his degree is not offered here locally. It's actually offered in a university that is in Florida. And we recognize that he's growing, but she's not at that place right now where we would be at peace sending him off to another state because he doesn't have that street smarts. He can't pick up on certain cues and things about individuals.
Right.
We're not naive. We know this world will chew you up and spit you out.
Yes, it will.
And as long as I have breath in my being, I wish you would, you know. I really wish you would try. That's still my baby. He's 26, but he's my baby.
You sound like my mom. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't play about my God, my family, or my money. Any other things we could talk about, but that's non-negotiable. So his goals are to get his license, go back to school so he could pursue his passion, which is drawing and animation and games. And at some point, prayerfully, he could be able to be on his own, in his own place. Because he, you know, he says, Mom, one day I'm going to make you a grandma. I said, well, let's get some more education and get your own friend before you bring me any old friends.
Right. So, understood.
He has no desires, but we want him to do it in God's time, not just because he sees his high school friends where we live. And I know he wants those things, but I said, baby, don't put the cart before the horse.
Okay. And it, you know, everything, I always say my favorite saying is, you know, life is not a sprint, it's a marathon. It does take some time for you to get where you may need to be and want to be. You know, everybody's path is different and everybody's life is different. So what's next for Coach AB?
Well, Coach AB is about to launch her new summer fall line and launch a book, and just helping my clients, you know, with their health and wellness. I'm part of a great company called My Daily Choice, and I get to incorporate the products that we have to help my clients elevate their health and wellness. That's my mission. That's my passion, as well as educating our future leaders. As long as God allows me, that's my focus. That's my heart.
All right, so
my husband.
Anyone who's dealing with a child that has autism, what words of encouragement would you like to pass on to them?
You know, I want you to know that it's okay. It's okay to have those nights or days where you cry. But know that your child is not broken. Your child is not limited. They can and they will, as long as you believe and you speak it. It's not easy.
All right,
and worth the journey.
Before we get out of here, man, give the people your social networking information and where they can get in contact with you.
Most definitely, thank you. You can find me, Angela Berry, on Facebook. I am Fit with Coach AB on IG. I believe I am Coach AB on TikTok as well. But I tell you guys, it would be my pleasure to help you, give you any advice, support that I could provide, or send you in the right direction, because I'm telling you, I truly believe the parents who bring in these children with these gifts are richer than anybody else that you see on this planet.
All right, you heard it. And all the best to you in your future, and we'll be in contact soon, okay?
Yes, most definitely. Thank you so much. You have a blessed day.
Thank you. This has been Conversations with Ron Richardson. I will see you guys next week, same time, same place, right here on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com. Remember to be inspired. Remember to be inspired. I got tongue-tied there. Remember to be inspired and just remain positive and do everything that you need to do to get through this thing that we call life. See you guys next week. I love y'all. New Orleans, thank you for always supporting me. I'm out of here. Peace.
Out on the street now, the party's just beginning. The music's playing, a celebration starting. Under the street lights, the scene is being set. A night for romance, a night you won't forget. So come join the fun, this ain't no time to be staying on. Ooh, there's too much going on.
USA News, I'm John Schaefer.